Food and drink banned on subway. Traveling by subway can sometimes be quite an adventure, especially during rush hour. There are the times when you have to avoid cups of coffee that could spill on you. The smells of some passengers' food are very strong, too. According to the Beijing subway passenger regulations, which went into effect on May 15th, passengers except babies and the sick are no longer allowed to eat or drink on the subway. Violators who do not stop after being asked to will be asked to get off. The violation will also be recorded in the violator's credit record. Some support the rule, citing the reason that the smell of food and drink can annoy other passengers. The smell of food fills the carriage, causing people discomfort, especially in the hot summer. Besides, eating on the subway unavoidably produces rubbish. And on subway trains, people often spill their drinks. Zheng Yi-o, 17, a student from Hefei No. 8 Senior High School, Anhui Province, told Teens. However, others question this rule. Some citizens live so far from their workplaces that they have limited time to have breakfast before they go to work. Eating while they travel saves them time and decreases the chance that they will be late for work. He Songlin, a 17-year-old student from Chengdu Shishi Tianfu High School, told Teens. And some people, like those with low blood sugar levels, get sick if they can't eat when they must. Other Chinese cities like Nanjing and Chengdu have similar regulations. Some foreign cities also ban eating and drinking on the subway. For example, eating and drinking have long been banned on the subway in Washington, D.C., reported China Daily. Singapore fines people who eat or drink on the subway up to 500 Singapore dollars. Chun Yan Yan, a professor from the College of Metropolitan Transportation, Beijing University of Technology, believed we should consider the need of some people to eat or drink on the subway. Commuters and travelers are sometimes too busy to eat. Maybe we could learn from Tokyo, where there are many subway stations equipped with facilities allowing passengers to eat and drink, she told Beijing Evening News.